The federal lawsuit challenging the New York City Police Department's stop and frisk practices doesn't start until next month, but today the plaintiffs in the case released a report showing that unconstitutional stops by the NYPD have continued despite police claims that they are changing their ways. The Center for Constitutional Rights says the latest study by Columbia Law School professor Jesse Fagan shows the NYPD continues to illegally stop and frisk hundreds of thousands of people, even though recently released police statistics showed a decline in such stops. Darius Charney is a senior staff attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights, which filed the class action lawsuit. Speaking with WBAI's Jose Santiago, Charney detailed some of the professor's findings.
Even after you control for things like crime rates and after you control for, you know, the different levels of police activity in different parts of the city, that at the end of the day, it's race which is really a significant predictor of who is being stopped. In other words, both the race of individuals, that makes it more, you know, blacks and Latinos are much more likely to be stopped than whites. And then also the racial demographics of neighborhoods. In other words, the blacker or browner a neighborhood is, the more likely that it's going to have high stop and frisk activity. And again, that's even after controlling for the fact that crime levels will be different in different neighborhoods. And I think this is a very important finding because it really, I think, blows a huge hole in the New York Police Department's claim that, in fact, the racial disparities in who's being stopped is just about crime patterns. That's always what they seem to say. You know, it's like, well, you know, we just go where the crime is. We just stop the people that are more likely to engage in crime. And so we think that this finding really blows a hole in that. And secondly, the other main finding he made was that, you know, if you review officer stop paperwork and you actually take them at their word, you know, what reasons they write down for stops, you know, even giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're writing down accurately and truthfully what the reason was, even when they do that, there were over 95,000 stops during that 2.5 year period that did not state a sufficient enough basis to, you know, be valid under the Fourth Amendment. In other words, the officers did not articulate enough facts to establish that they had reasonable suspicion to stop somebody. Mm-hmm. So that again is, I think, a very important and troubling finding for the police department because it suggests that, you know, rather than a few bad apples, we actually have massive campaign of constitutional violations being conducted by the police department here.
Earlier this year, we heard the police department crowing about the fact that they were actually doing fewer stop and frisk of people. Did you find that to be the case? And if that's the case, does that really make a difference?
Well, what we do know is that in the first 3 months of 2012, meaning January 1st through March 31st, they actually did the most stops they've ever done in a calendar quarter. They did over 200,000 stops in that first quarter, which is by far and away the highest quarter on record. Since that first quarter, the stop and frisk levels have gone down, but, you know, even in the second and third quarters, in each of those quarters, they still did over 100,000 stops. So mm-hmm. You're still talking about, you know, as of September 30th, we still have, you know, over 400,000 stops have been conducted in the city, you know, so by the end of the year, we probably will be over 500,000, and that's still a lot of people getting stopped. Mm-hmm. And then if you factor in that, you know, there's going to be a high percentage of those stops that are unconstitutional, you're still going to have tens of thousands of people being stopped in violation of their rights in the city this year, and that's mm-hmm. tens of thousands is a huge number. That's one response, and I think the other response is throughout the year, even in the quarters where the stops went down, the racial disparities continue to be extremely severe. That disparity has not decreased at all, really, in the last 10 years.
How does the new information you have in your new report factor into the lawsuit that you're part of, and what is the status of that case?
Sure. Well, Professor Fagan is going to serve as one of the expert witnesses for the plaintiffs in our case. So he will be testifying at trial about his findings. The city obviously will have the opportunity to put on their own witness. They are going to be using a professor from NYU named Dennis Smith, who will, you know, try to rebut what Professor Fagan testifies to. But the statistical evidence that he will testify to is just really one piece of the case. I mean, we also are going to have, you know, very powerful testimony, not only from individuals who have been stopped and frisked in the city over the past several years, but also from police officers, many of whom believe that what they're being asked to do is wrong, and also from, you know, many high-level NYPD managers to talk, who I think are going to make it clear that what the police department is doing is just not legal and is causing these widespread unconstitutional stops.
Mm-hmm. So when are you back in court?
We are back in court on, well, we have a meeting with the judge on January 4th, but the trial, which I forgot you asked me that too, the trial will mm-hmm. start on March 18th, 2013, so in about a little over 3 months from now.
In the meantime, is there anything that you would like to see the city do? Can they get past this business of having this resolved by the courts by just changing their practices? Is there anything you would like to see the city do?
I mean, there's a lot of things I think they can do, you know, some of which is actually being debated in the city council, but, you know, I think for starters, they could stop using stop and frisk as a, just stop using it illegally. We've said all along that, you know, police officers obviously have the right to stop and frisk people if, you know, they have a reasonable basis to believe the person is engaged in illegal activity. That's been the law of the United States for over 40 years, and the police department is just unwilling to, I guess, comply with that law, and I think there are many things they could do in terms of, you know, not only the training of officers, but the message that supervisors are sending to officers, that it shouldn't just be go out there and get me, you know, 10, 20, 30 stops because we got to show headquarters that we're working. It should be, look, go out there, patrol the streets, look for crime, and if you see someone that looks like they're doing something wrong, that's who you should stop. And it should be about quality rather than quantity, and I think that's a huge piece of this. So I think that's one thing, and I think just the oversight, the making sure officers are held accountable when they violate people's rights, that would be something that the police department, I think, could really send a message if they did that.
Darius Charney is a senior staff attorney with the Center for Constitutional Rights. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.